much going on. Tell me, Dr. Owa, how are you physically holding up?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you asking. I'm doing well. Just keeping busy. I wouldn't say it's a normal day, or it's been a normal days for us, but we're still trying to provide the very best instruction and providing meals for our kids. So we still have full days. So I'm staying busy, healthy, and so I'm optimistic that we'll continue to make it through this.
Okay, so there's been, so you know, obviously with the coronavirus and schools are out and the governor's issued no schools for the rest of the school year, so you're doing in-home learning with all those different issues. What has happened here since Sunday night and the storms and so many people without electricity? How have you left it with the students of Pine Bluff?
Well, one of the things we're making sure is that parents and students know that during this time, we definitely understand, we support them. So the meals will continue, and so we're doing bus deliveries. We had to, because we dealt with some outages, we had to postpone some of the meal deliveries via our transportation department because some of the schools did not have power. But yesterday and today, we started those meals via buses again, and then, of course, the school site along with the church satellite site. So we'll continue to provide the meals. One of the things about AMI, because we knew that a lot of our families did not have electricity, we didn't want them to worry about that. And so it's not, you know, we're going to work with our families, with our students, about completing those AMI packets, and because we're going to remain flexible, not just because of the coronavirus, but because, of course, what our families are dealing with from what the storm over the weekend. And so we continue to work with some of our community partners because some of their electricity out, and so we're storing some of the community organizations like Neighbor to Neighbor. We're helping them out with their food storage. Some of the other school districts, they've had a power outage, and so we're also working with them and storing their food too. So we're just trying to help out in every area as possible, as much as we can.
What about, did you mention school buses with internet last week?
Sir.
I mean, with the hotspots, I mean, are we doing that? Did that go away for a couple of days? Where are we with that?
No, sir, that actually started Monday. And so we outfitted 10 of our school buses with a Cradle Point routers, which are high-speed internet. And so we...
Hey, they're expensive. I'm going to tell you that too, because I just bought two of them.
They are. But, you know, the state and the federal government have allowed us to be flexible with some of our federal and state funds. And so we were able to quickly meet that need for our students through our Title IV funding. And so we were able to purchase more Chromebooks. We actually purchased some individual hotspot MiFis that we're going to check out to our students who live in more rural Pine Bluff who are not able to benefit from the Wi-Fi that are on buses. But we did outfit 10 buses with that high-speed internet, and we dispersed them across the geographical area of our school district, and it's available from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. each day.
Say those hours again.
9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
9 a.m. to 3 p.m. All right. Well, that's good stuff, and that's not really been affected by the storm. I guess it wouldn't be. Yeah, I guess it wouldn't be. All right. Dr. Owa, I appreciate you. Anything else? Appreciate you getting on with us. Is there anything else that we need to relay to the students or the parents of Pine Bluff School District?
That we're still registering. This is time for registration. If parents, new parents, or pre-K parents moving into the kindergarten, their child is moving to the kindergarten grade level, if they're interested in registering for Pine Bluff School District, please call. Our registration is online on our district website, but they also can call our main line, which is 870-543-4200 for registration information.
Dr. Jeremy O. of the Pine Bluff School District, thanks for jumping on this morning.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day. Have a good day. Man.